This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Your number, 877-217-5757. Signature support is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan. In our first segment, we have two people who are the co-founders of a group called Ranked Choice Voting. And this organization started last month in Louisiana. This idea has been around a long time. I remember 2004, just 17 years ago, we talked with John Anderson, the gentleman who ran third in the 1980 campaign for president. In that election, he ran behind Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter, congressman from Illinois. He was a proponent, believing that we could do better as far as how we elect elected officials at every level, at the national, state, and local levels. And if you'd like to participate again, 877-217-5757. You can send us an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. In studio, Penny Landry and Marcel Grognard. And let's start with you, Penny. How did the organization begin, and why do you believe that our system, which is an unusual one in Louisiana, the open primary system, which has been around now since 1975, 46 years, needs to be tweaked? Why do you think so?
Thank you for having us first. I believe that in Ranked Choice Voting Louisiana, our team is interested in, you know, a system of voting that restores trust in our democracy. It makes elections fair for all voters. It eliminates costly runoffs and what in our last presidential election was the lesser of two evils vote.
All right. When you say it eliminates costly runoffs, why would there not be a runoff, Marcel, with ranked choice voting?
So ranked choice voting is also referred to as instant runoff elections, in that the way it works is you get a ballot, and rather than you picking one candidate, you would rank the candidates on the ballot in your order of preference, one through as many as you want on there.
Well, it could be 1 through 17. You could end up spending a lot of time
You could pick one if you want to. You could pick 17 if you want to. It's just the order that you like. And so the election's handled all in one vote.
So, and tell me if I'm wrong, but if you rank somebody, let's say the three of us are running for the same office, and I vote for Penny first, you second, and me third, then Penny's vote counts three times what my vote would, and is that the way it works?
So the way it works is that all the votes are tallied up, and the lowest vote getter, the lowest candidate, is eliminated, and the votes that candidate got are now redistributed amongst the remaining candidates based on the choice on the ballot. So, like your number two vote would then go to the candidate that's still in the race.
So, if you look at it, like say you were in a ranked choice vote for your favorite dessert. Okay,
right.
And there was the cheesecake, creme brulee, bananas Foster, and tapioca. Okay, if none of those get 51% of the vote, then it goes into an instant runoff.
All right, but before you get to the instant runoff, you have to decipher how the votes are, and if you're voting 1 through 17, does every vote count? Like, does the person 17th get 1/17th?
No, it doesn't work that way. Like, you have one vote, and your vote stays alive in the system, right? So if your number one is the 17th candidate, that person's eliminated, and then you're number two now. Your vote goes to your next choice.
All right, so you're saying there are no runoffs.
Exactly.
It's just the person with the highest number of votes.
See, Louisiana already uses ranked choice voting for military and overseas residents of Louisiana. So they get a ballot, and they just rank their candidates. And the way it's done that way, because there's no time for them to re-vote in a runoff. So what happens is, in a runoff, if their number one candidate's not there.
But that's in a case where we would have runoffs, and we do have runoffs. But you're saying in your situation there would be no runoffs? Did I hear you say that?
Exactly. The election happens right then and there. So.
All right. But some people are saying, my goodness, this is causing my mind to spin. I don't want to do something that's going to be that complex. And the other thing, too, is that if you have 17 candidates, you could end up having somebody win an election with 15% of the votes.
But no, that's exactly
the ranked, opposite of what happens.
Right. The votes are retabulated until someone gets over 50% of the vote.
They're retabulated based on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and such. I'm talking about 15 first place votes. That would be a possibility. And then if
so, I mean, there's a lot of online resources that people could go to actually understand how this works. It's not as complicated as we're making it sound here, obviously. But Ireland has been using ranked choice voting for 100 years.
Why is it better than what we have?
So it's better than what we have now because right now we have a situation where people are often forced to pick the lesser of two evils in a case. So what you do is you're comfortable now giving whatever candidate you like the best your vote. Let's say that person is a Green Party, and you vote for that person as a compromise. That person is last now. Your vote can now move to your second choice, which may be the Republican or may be the Democrat. So your vote stays alive in the system, and it will go to the. It will just keep moving around until somebody has over 50% of the vote.
Right. I think I follow you, but you said the lesser of two evils. Well, if you only have one choice, we might just choose evil.
Right, and that's
there's no safeguard no matter what you're doing, and Louisiana has an unusual system. In just about every other state, there are party primaries, and then if somebody doesn't get a majority, there's a runoff to determine who the Republican or Democratic nominee is. Then there's a general election in which the Democratic nominee, the Republican nominee, and independents run, and usually in most states a plurality wins at that point. So if you had same thing would happen in a presidential election. Let's say next time the nominees are Joe Biden for the Democrats and Ted Cruz for the Republicans and Donald Trump runs as a third party candidate. Well, Trump could win with a third of the vote if he got enough electoral votes.
Yeah. And this is designed specifically to eliminate plurality win. Because if let's say Donald Trump gets, let's say the votes are split 20%, 40%, then the lowest vote getter is eliminated, and those votes go to the other candidates.
Ross and Hammond. Ross, you're on Talk Louisiana with Penny Landry and Marcel Grognard. Hi, Ross. Good morning to you.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
Good to talk to you, Jim. This is a super complicated subject. I mean, I've been looking at it myself, too, and it sort of makes you wonder if the person advocating it is doing it for their own political advantage. I don't think that's the case at all. From my looking at it, once I figured it out and understood it, it really made a lot of sense to me. How are you guys going to talk about this so that it eliminates that fear and doesn't become a partisan issue?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Our movement just began last month, and our first step is going to be education because we know that this is a subject not everybody knows a lot about. So our first effort in the organization is going to be to put information out there so that people can become knowledgeable about how ranked choice voting and to lower the potential fear of something new.
Now, Penny, you have a release, I think this is on your Facebook site. It says the runoff system in Louisiana escalates campaign financing, inhibits voter participation, and delays the results of significant elections. Why do you believe those are factors involving our system?
Well, the delay comes from the fact that we have runoffs. So when you eliminate runoffs, you automatically award the position to a candidate who receives 51% of the vote. Currently, many politicians are elected without a vote of the majority, and with ranked choice voting, that is eliminated. I mean, you look at our last East Baton Rouge mayoral election. The cost of that to the Metro City Council for the first election was $60,000, and for the runoff, it was $80,000 approximately. Now, for the runoff, only 20% of the people who voted in the original election showed up for the runoff vote.
That was because the first one was in a presidential election, though.
But we're eliminating that runoff, right? That low turnoff.
You're eliminating the runoff, but you might not have as high a turnout, depending on when the election is held. But if it were held on presidential election day, there would be a high turnout. Frank at near LSU. Frank, you're on with Marcel and Penny. Hi, Frank.
Hey guys, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
I want to cut right to the chase here. I'm really fed up with all this negativeness that's been going on with the politics. Not just this past 4 years, but it's been going on for a long time. And what I'm hearing here is that if a candidate is out there campaigning with a party label, he's going to have to be damn careful about what he says about his competition, because maybe there's somebody who's actually maybe saying, well, you know, I kind of like this guy. I'll vote for him as my second choice, but I really want to vote for this other guy because I really like him.
You're spot on, right? I mean, in places where we've seen ranked choice voting used for long periods of time, like Ireland, for example, as I mentioned, the politics there are totally different. They have to behave themselves in a different way because you want to preserve people's opinion of you so that you can work in coalitions later on. You want to get those votes, so people do behave differently.
Well, I think it's an idea worth kicking around, and we're always trying to do better in whatever endeavor. And we know we had an election this last time in which. A lot of people are claiming voter fraud with no evidence. How would we prevent that in this system?
Auditability is the answer to all of that, right? To voter fraud.
But if a mail ballot is a mail ballot, some people, I'm sure, would claim voter fraud nonetheless. We're going to spend a few more minutes with Penny Landry and Marcel Grignard, and we'll have Mark Ballard of The Advocate with us in short order as well to talk about some news of the day. And who would have thought Les Miles would be on the front page of the paper? This is Jim Inkster, and thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, your number 877-217-5757. And you can send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. David in Lafayette says, ranked voting, don't completely understand it, but really like it anyway. Might offer third parties a more viable alternative. And I'm going to try to explain this as best I know. If we have three candidates, let's try to make it as simple as possible in a race, and they run. And candidate number one gets 40%, candidate number two gets 35%, and candidate number three gets 25%. Well, the third place candidate is eliminated. So, but those 25% of the votes that he or she received are then dispersed based on preference between the top two candidates. And so, conceivably, the person with 35% could win if he or she got enough of the 25% to get to a majority. And that's basically how it works. It's not as complex as I've made it sound, and it gets more complex, of course, with the more candidates that are in the race. But nonetheless, it has been used. There's nothing particularly wrong with it, and it would eliminate other elections. But some would say, well, you know, you could get a really bad person in office. Well, sometimes we get a really bad person in office with the systems we have in place. But ranked choice voting in Louisiana is something that is new as far as the discussion. And Penny Landry and Marcel Grignard are at the forefront. They founded this organization last month, and I understand there is a meeting as in tonight. So tell us about what's going on as far as informing people and trying to galvanize support for this.
We welcome everyone who's interested in learning about ranked choice voting to join us tonight. We have a Zoom statewide meeting. You can register RSVP on our Facebook page, which is Ranked Choice Voting Louisiana. We will be breaking into teams so people have an opportunity to volunteer to help us with this. And I'd also like to state that in addition to our military personnel using ranked choice voting since 2016, Louisiana State University put this to a vote of their students in the fall of 2020, and ranked choice voting passed by 67% of the student vote. All right. And so beginning in spring 2021, it will be used on campus for all campus election.
How does someone participate in your meeting tonight?
So it's a Zoom meeting, so if you go to our Facebook page, there's an event there that you can. There's a link to click. The meeting starts at 8 o'clock tonight, and anybody with a computer can connect.
And the name to get to your Facebook page is Ranked Choice Voting Louisiana.
Yes.
Ranked Choice Voting Louisiana. Jan on Jefferson. Jan, you're on the air with Marcel and with Penny. Hi, Jan. Jan, good morning.
Hi. Voting, but I wanted to make sure they say the number of places in the United States that are currently using it.
All right. Do you have a handle on the number of localities, states that are using this?
Sure. It's newly adopted across the country. Maine adopted it as a state in 2016, so Maine uses it as a state. Alaska adopted it recently to use their entire state elections.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts had a, actually they had a voter initiative that didn't pass, but the New York City is using it now. They adopted it, and there are a number of localities in California and in Wisconsin and the Midwest that use it as well.
And it does eliminate some elections.
It eliminates runoffs entirely.
Yeah, so. Eliminates runoffs. Well, you know, I'm in the media business. A lot of these TV and radio stations, they like runoffs. They like them a whole lot because there's a lot of campaign. Think of Eddie Rasponi, that poor man. He spent $13 million, mostly of his own money, in a runoff and didn't win. That would be a very bad day.
I encourage him to continue spending that money. Just do it in the primary. Do it in the general election instead of in the runoff.
Okay.
And to your point, it's costly both to the voters and to the candidates.
Well, it's an idea that I think is worth considering. But I don't think, if the goal is to eliminate a really bad actor from becoming an office holder, I don't know that that's going to be accomplished by this. But it would cut costs, and in these days there is something to be said for cutting costs no matter where you're doing it. Craig in Natchitoches, you'll be our final caller for Penny and Marcel, and then it's on to Mark Ballard. Craig, you're on the air. Good morning to you.
I was going to mention what I was going to ask, but I was going to ask. I have heard in the past that one thing about ranked choice voting is another way designed to eliminate spoiler candidates.
Spoiler. I don't know necessarily how that would work either, but
the idea behind it is that it does eliminate the need to for lesser of two evils. I mentioned that previously. So you're allowed to vote for whoever you want, regardless of what their chances are of winning.
Just to give you an example, and there were more than three candidates, but the three major candidates in 1991 for governor were Edwin Edwards, Buddy Romer, and David Duke. Well, in the primary, Romer ran third, Duke ran second, very close second. And Edwards ran first. It was a percentage point separating them. The early exit polls after that election showed that most of Romer's votes at that time, were going to go to Duke. And then there was a massive campaign about what a horrible person David Duke was, and a lot of people who were thinking about voting for him, who were Romer supporters, ended up voting for Edwards. If we'd had ranked choice voting, we might have had Governor David Ernest Duke.
Well, I would argue that since the votes are ranked, let's say you have two Republicans and a Democrat running. The two Republican candidates won't split their vote anymore. The Republicans would pick their first choice as one candidate and their second choice as the other candidate. Then whenever that three-way split happens, those votes are consolidated now to the Republican candidate.
Well,
so you don't have that dark horse anymore.
But we had two Republicans in Duke and in...
Well, ranked choice would have fixed that.
Romer.
I don't know. Do you think who was the more popular Republican candidate? That's who would have won.
Well, David Duke was that year.
Well, then,
yeah, he finished.
I can't speak
Buddy
for the tastes of our state in the 80s.
Now there is a gentleman who's been waiting very patiently. Matt's imploring me to get him on before Mark. Please be brief, Charles, in Jefferson Terrace. You're on with Marcel and with Penny. Hi, Charles.
Good morning. Well, actually, I'm interested in your take on this, Mr. Angster, or you, because, you know, you did mention just a minute ago how you're sort of biased because it might be decreasing somebody's income in the media business. So what are your thoughts about it?
Well, I have an open mind about it. And I also think that it might possibly be a good idea for some elections and then maybe start with some small ones, see how it works, and then move on, if it's a success, to the bigger ones. I would be in favor of trying it on an incremental basis, and that way we wouldn't have such crowded ballots either. But generally that resolves itself because most elections are won without runoffs. So, but the current system, the idea is, I think the idea, if I'm hearing Penny and Marcel right, is to get better candidates and to have fewer elections. Well, the better candidates, I don't think it's going to be accomplished by this. I really don't. But the fewer elections, that would be something that would happen. So,
and just so everybody knows, there are 2-minute videos on YouTube that explain this in a very simple way. So I would encourage your listeners to maybe reach out and find those videos if they have any confusion about how this works.
And a listener does note, as one caller did, that if you had everybody running together and every vote counted to some degree, then candidates might be a bit more reluctant to attack their opponents the way Donald Trump attacked Rubio and Cruz and Jeb Bush, all those people.
It changes politics because people have to act.
So it's worthy of considering, and I would suggest anybody who has an interest to go to Ranked Choice Voting Louisiana, on Facebook, and there will be a Zoom meeting tonight. Thank you, and we'll keep the discussion going. It's good, good idea, fertile for people who are political junkies. Thank you, Marcel.
Thank you.
And thank you, Penny.
Thank
and
you,
now
Jim.
We're joined by Mark Ballard of The Advocate, and before we go to the